It's Ireland's most talked about podcast. The only podcast with live callers and live debates. It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You're very welcome to this latest Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian and Jeremy, recorded live at our studio at the White Sands Hotel in Portmarnock in North County Dublin. If you're in this neck of the woods around Portmarnock or Malahide, why not pop into the White Sands Hotel? The Oasis Bar and Grill below our studio here is well worth a visit. It's a fantastic bar. There's great food. There's a great atmosphere. And we would love you to pop in and tell them that the lads from Opinions Matter asked you to call in and have a bite to eat or have a pint or whatever you
and
want
Rob
to do.
Rob will be there. Rob always has a smile on his face.
And we believe Rob's young one listens to the show, listens to the podcast. Listens to the podcast regularly.
Yeah, and wants to know why we don't know any of the other staff's names. So there's Waiter A, Waiter B, and then Waiter C.
Waiter C is brilliant.
So well done to all the staff there.
Anyway, what do we want to talk about on this latest episode of Opinions Matter? A message that came in to us yesterday on our WhatsApp phone. And the number, if you want to WhatsApp us at any time, is 085 825 2626. It says, Garoid here. This should be highlighted on your show. People having babies for welfare. And don't tell me it doesn't happen, because it happens where I live. My estate is full of single mothers, no fathers on the scene, and some of them have three kids for different fathers, and it's all to get lone parents' money. It's mad. The more kids you have with fellas, the more money you get. I used to live in Liverpool, where this was a big problem, until they capped it at two kids to get women to keep their legs closed. They're not my words, I'm just reading Garoid's words. Why can't we do the same? I don't want my tax money going on some young one who doesn't have the cop on to take the pill. So, now I don't know why this has suddenly started to bother Garoid. He's saying, my estate is full of single mothers, no fathers on the scene, and some of them have three kids for three different fathers, and it's all to get lone parents' money.
Now, that gives me the ick straight away, that aspect. In fact, that's a podcast for another day. Can we talk about that another day? I have a big issue with that.
With what?
Multiple children with multiple parents and stuff like that.
Why, what's your issue with it?
Three different dads.
It's not ideal, but
that's my
issue. It gives you the ick.
No, it gives me the... it's not ideal. When you have three different fathers calling at your door on Father's Day, which one are you here to see? I'm here to see Billy. Okay. Billy, your dad's here. Which one are you here to see? Oh, Grace. Grace, your dad's here. Anyway, topic for a different day. He's right, though, isn't he?
He's right what?
That there has to be a cap on it.
Why does there have to be a cap on it?
Because, no, anybody saying that it doesn't happen is bullshit. It does happen. I do believe, okay? I don't have evidence of it, but I do believe that there are people that have children as a form of welfare. Because kids are expensive. So why would you have loads of kids if you can't afford to pay them? There are people out there, Adrian, who have this philosophy about them that it's the government's job to raise my kids. Yeah, it's the government's job to put clothes on their back. It's the government's job to pay for their books for school. It's the government's job to pay for their uniforms. It's the government's job to pay for everything, for their birthdays, the whole lot. It's not. It's actually your job as a parent. And there's no need... You really...
Okay, the one change that we brought in a few years ago...
Let me finish. If you are dependent on lone parents' money... And by the way, being a lone parent is a difficult bloody job. I mean, there's two of us at it and we're struggling. I don't know how lone parents do it, yeah? But don't keep having kids if you're a lone parent. Don't be having kids with men who aren't going to hang around, because they're scumbags, okay? Like, if half these people who are claiming the lone parents actually got the money off baby daddy... Chase baby daddy and get the money off it. There's too many baby daddies running around laughing at the system because they're not paying for it. So why can we not cap it at two kids?
Because all kids deserve to be treated equally. The one change that we did introduce a few years ago was there is a cap on how long you can claim lone parents.
Yeah, up to the age of seven.
Up to the age of seven for your youngest child. Okay, so if you've got four kids and the youngest hasn't reached the age of seven, you'll still get lone parents' allowance. So the lone parents' allowance is €244 plus 50 for every child under 12 and 62 for every child over 12. Now, yeah. It's not, you're not talking about huge money here. It's not mega money. Nobody's going to get rich on lone parents' allowance.
I'm not suggesting, and I don't think, is Garrod suggesting that people are doing it to get rich? No, nobody has kids to get rich.
But he's saying that it should be capped at two. Yeah. I don't see what the issue is. We have brought in that change a few years ago where once your youngest child passes the age of seven...
But then you can have another one.
No, you could in theory, but are people having babies for money?
Oh, you don't? Sorry, you don't believe that people are having more babies to get a house?
No,
to,
not
to get
particularly,
a
no.
Oh, please. Does anybody believe that? Or is it just me?
Well, having another baby so that I can stay on lone parents' allowance?
Or no. And get a forever home. You don't believe that? Are you that bloody naive?
Whatever about the home, possibly, but only possibly. I don't believe people are spitting out babies just to get the lone parents' allowance to continue.
Okay, probably not for that, but I would imagine that if it was capped at two children, that obviously family planning would be taken a bit more seriously, yeah? Like, if you have three children with three different fathers and none of them are on the scene, yeah? You're bad at picking men. You're picking the wrong kind of men, yeah?
All right, you're now victim blaming.
No, just stop picking scumbag men who won't hang around.
Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to get involved in this conversation.
Adrian's very stum on this one because...
I don't see this as being a major issue.
It's not a major issue.
What?
It's not a major issue.
It's not a major issue. I don't believe there are many women just spitting out babies just to stay on welfare.
But do you not think it should be capped?
No, not particularly, no.
Okay, so...
Because I don't believe there's that many lone parent women who have three children or more. Our number is 085-825-2626. If you'd like to throw your tuppence worth into this, like Glenn just did.
How's it going, lads? Real quick one for you. Why are we... I always say it on your show when it comes up to those social welfare and all that. Why are we rewarding people who are most likely never going to work? They pop out kids because they want a free lifestyle and then they complain that they're in poverty. Hold on, fucking Sean or Sharon, whatever you want to call them. I'm probably not that much fucking above you and I'm working full time and I pay rent on my own. Give me a fucking break, like, you know what I mean? Let's start looking after the working people for once.
Katie, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Katie?
I'm good, lads. How are you?
Good, thanks, Katie. What did you want to say on this? Should we have a cap on the amount of children you can claim a lone parents' allowance for?
Well, I think it depends on people's circumstances, really, because, you know, you've got people out there who have, you know, two, three, four kids. They go into a relationship with somebody and for whatever reason, the relationship breaks down. If you're going to just cap it at two kids, why is those other two kids that are there already, do they not deserve the welfare and support? I mean, it's not the kids' fault that things went wrong at home. You don't know, maybe there was domestic violence involved or something like that and somebody had to leave. I think everybody's circumstances are different and everybody's circumstances needs to be looked at. But just putting in a blanket rule of two kids and that's that, that's not really... It's not a one size fits all. Everybody's got different circumstances, and
okay. No, I'll take that. And Jeremy, what do you think about that? So somebody who claims lone parents' allowance after the fact, so they might be in a relationship, and that relationship breaks down, and suddenly there's a woman with four kids, and she has to claim lone parents' allowance. Does she only get money for two of them?
Well, no. I've had this conversation before that women should pursue the sperm donors. I don't call them fathers because they're not fathers; they're pigs. Women should be pursuing the sperm donors in the court and getting the. And getting the money that is due to them.
And where is this mother going to find the time to raise four kids and chase said deadbeat dad while looking after these kids?
Well, no, the courts...
It's not that easy,
No, but the courts do that. You don't have to literally chase them. You go and say... I mean, it's very easy to do, to go to the children's court and say, listen, baby daddy hasn't paid a penny for...
If he doesn't turn up in court, they do shag all. They do absolutely nothing. Literally nothing. So I don't know where you're going with this. The courts, the judge isn't going to get up out of his seat and go scouring the streets to try and find this fella.
There is ways.
There isn't.
Fathers have been tracked down before.
Tracked down by whom?
They have, but not all of them.
Yeah.
Not all of them, Jeremy. And the other thing is, you know, let's just say things have gone completely awry at home and dad doesn't have a job that he can contribute to. And you're saying he has to, you know, supply maintenance for a kid. But let's say he's on the scratch or he's out robbing stuff. How do you claim money off someone who has nothing because they're a deadbeat?
Well, okay, stay there for one second, Katie, if you can. Okay, what about a woman who's not necessarily after breaking up in a relationship? She has two children, now about to have a third. She will get benefit for that extra child. She'll get another 50 quid every week. Do you think it should be capped at two people for that woman?
No, for 50 quid a week? The price of food and nappies, 50 quid for looking after a kid. That's a joke. Like, why would you put yourself through having a kid, another kid, to get an extra 50 euro a week?
No.
That's just...
It doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense to me. But as well, a lot of the women are making bad choices with the people they're having children with.
Punish them for that?
No, I'm not saying punishment. I'm going to say having children with one fella who ends up being a deadbeat scumbag, that's fair enough. We all make mistakes. But when it happens two or three times, then you start to go, listen, we need to, like, we're talking about adults here as well, KG, that know about family planning, you know, get on the pill or whatever. We don't need to tell grown women that.
I get what you're saying, but how do I say this without being completely horrible?
No, say whatever you want.
Okay. If you're somebody who's going out and you're having one kid to one fella and another kid to another fella and another kid to another fella, like, you're not completely, I just don't think that's a very intelligent move to make. And if you then decide that having those extra kids gives you an extra 50 euro a week, well, that just speaks to your level of intelligence.
But as well, it would probably get you quicker to your forever home and get you a nice big forever home. Instead of having a one bedroom or two bedroom forever home, you could have a four bedroom forever home.
Well, I know from experience with my own family, a family member of mine was a single parent. And she was essentially homeless until the kid was six. She was living in a hotel, and like there was all sorts of people living there. It was awful. She couldn't cook for him. They were living in this little tiny room. You know, you need a garden for a kid. I really don't think that people are going to put themselves through. Look, I'm not saying it doesn't happen.
So you don't believe, in answer to the question, in fact, the conversation today, the question we were asking was, do you believe that there are women having babies for benefits? You don't believe that, do you not?
There probably are, but I think that I think it's a minority of the female population that are doing that. I don't think that that's the norm. That's
no, I didn't say it was the norm.
But do you
believe that it does happen, that there are some women that are literally having babies for benefits?
I'm sure it does.
Okay, stay with me for one second if you can, please. Yeah. Trevor, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Trevor?
Good, very nice.
Trevor, this lady, Katie, doesn't believe there should be any cap on the benefits that you would receive, the lone parents' benefit that you would receive. For another child, it's only another 50 quid a week. It's not going to break the bank. But you want to see this benefit capped at one child?
Yep. Why are we paying for more women to go out there and have unprotected sex and four or five different kids just to get the extra money, free forever home, as they call it? I hate that fucking expression. Like, why are we doing that? What's the point? They won't have as many one-way stands, pop out a few kids, they can have another one.
The main point is, Trevor, we'll help them to support those children, we'll help them to rear those children, we'll help them to feed and clothe those children.
I'm confused, Adrian. I'm really confused right now after what you just said there.
But is that not what lone parents' benefit is for? Is that not why you get extra money for?
That's what a job is for, Adrian. That's what a job is for.
Okay, for a woman
you get a job, you work, you provide.
For a woman with three children, it's not that easy.
Why is that, Adrian?
Because she's to mind three children and she's on her own.
Okay, did they not go to school during the day?
Well, no, not if they're young kids, they don't.
Okay, can you not work from home? It's a massive thing since COVID, so everybody now can do that.
Okay, so what you're saying is, if you are a lone parent with your
first... Get the fuck off your ass and get a job.
Okay, but with your first child, you would accept that perhaps we have to pay lone parents' benefit for that first child. When that runs out at 7, that's it, regardless of how many children you have by then.
I would say cap it at 1, because more than likely, the likes of these girls that are having the kids and claiming all these are like Jacinta and Maddie, and they're only about 17, 15, 16, 17... So yeah, cap it at 1. But after that, why the hell should the government be paying for your children? They're your fucking children. And I guarantee you're going to get people on saying, oh my God, it's the government's responsibility to look after kids. No. It's yours. You're the parent. Government doesn't give a fuck about you, love.
Okay, but for a woman who is in that position, who is raising two or three kids on her own, it is not easy to go out and work. And secondly, the government has an obligation to support the children of this state, to help... ease them through poverty. We have an awful lot of children in Ireland living in poverty because their parents haven't a pot to piss in.
Yeah, true. Well, if they haven't got a pot to piss in, Aidan, because their children's scumbag fellas to sleep with. And can I preface this by, before anybody comes on the line and says this to me, I am not talking about children that have disabilities or anything like that, that preclude a parent from working. And don't tell me there's parents out there that have 3-4 kids that claim the lone parents, but the fella lives with them or lives across the road from them and they're claiming all this free money. I don't buy that for a fucking second.
Well, Casey, do you want to respond to all that? He's saying, no, we should have a cap of you get lone parents allowance for one child and that's it.
Well, I mean, like working, let's say you've got 3 kids under 5 and you don't have the money to send them to daycare. None of them are going to school. And you're expecting a woman to stay at home, mind those kids, and have a work from home job as well. I have 1 kid and I work from home. And when he was younger, there was no way I could work from home because he needed all my attention. And my other circumstances, like nobody knows what my circumstances are, but you can't just put a kid in a room and go, oh, there you are, it's 9 o'clock, gotta go to work, I'll close the door and I'll come back and see you at 5 o'clock. No, you can't. You just can't do that. And that's, I have 1 kid, but 3 kids under 5, there's not a hope in hell you're going to have a work from home job and be able to actually earn some money.
Okay, I'm going to have to interrupt you there, love. Right, can I ask you a question? I'm going to just tell you something. I have 5 kids. All my kids went to play school, whatever you want to call it. But they only went in from 9 till 12. That was just to get their social skills around other children up to par for when they went into primary school. So when they went into creche, my wife dropped them, I collected them. But it was the same when they went into primary school. Why, when kids go into primary school, you're telling me all these great single mothers that do all these things for the kids during the day while the kids are in school, they can't work. Can they not? And I will preface this on saying, you can work 20 hours and still get your social welfare and payments and all that. So why aren't they doing that?
So you're saying that when you had your kids at home, your wife had between 9 and 12 free and you would go and drop the kids off and pick them up and you would share the load?
My wife would drop them at 9 o'clock in the morning. My wife would drop them at 9 o'clock in the morning and go to work. I would work nights. So when I collected them at 12, I still had to work. I was still on the laptop, but I was still entertaining them. I still had to work from home because I had my own business, had my own staff to look after, had their families to pay for and all. So why would I say, oh no, I can't work now because I have a child here?
But you were present in the home giving her some help. Did you just lock yourself in a room and like not interact with the family at all? Like you were there giving some kind of support to this woman. Like where would somebody on their own get the time to look after 5 kids, have a work from home job, make sure they're all fed, get the shopping, bring them to creche, do all the things.
True.
And God forbid if somebody has to go to the doctor, how do you do all that work when there's nobody else there?
You're right. I know. It's copying adults. Like what the fuck are we thinking? I should be saying give them all the free money in the world.
No, I'm not saying giving them all the free money in the world, Trevor, but I think that everybody's situation should be looked at individually, not just a free-for-all. You know, I'm sure they're
Do you really think the government is going to employ all these people to go and check every single individual case?
Well, if you don't want them giving money to everybody, pay people to go out and check up on it.
Yeah, but then the government's not going to do that, though. So why not just take the easy route and just cap everyone at one child and then tell everyone else you can either work from home, You can go and get a proper job, you can work 20 hours and still get your social welfare. There's loads of ways they can do this without actually handing out free money for people who want to sit at home, who, when the child age out of 7, they pop out another one like a bag of Skills.
But that's people's choice. And when kids are here, Trevor, you can't put them back, you know. They're already
There you go. You just said that's people's choice. Exactly. So if you want to pop out 5, 6, 7 kids, you should be fucking paying for them. I shouldn't be paying for little Tanya's kids down the fucking road from me who wants her house on the hap, her government funding, her fuel allowance, or whatever else she's getting, because don't tell me that's all she's getting free off the government and it's coming out of my tax money, Adrian and Jeremy's tax money, because we pay taxes. She doesn't. She sits at home all day with her bleeding kids and just wants to have the life of Riley while they are under that age. And even when they claim they're under that age, they collect this house. What?
How do you know that? Do you live in every Tanya and Jacinta's house and see what happens in there? Do you know the
I see the kind of life that two people around me are living, and they live in almost as good a life as me, and I'm a business owner.
There's a lot of people in Ireland and everybody's circumstances are different and you don't know why.
Exactly, that's
why
I said unless your children have a disability that precludes you from going to work, which I will say a lot of people can't work from home, so it's still the same thing, love. You know what I mean? There's loads of ways around this, from getting free government money.
Okay, so Trevor, do you believe that the system...
don't necessarily have to have a disability. I mean, what happens if...
No, but they're the sort of parents that I would give extra money to. I wouldn't give it to the people who just sit at home doing nothing, twiddling their thumbs, sitting on the fucking couch, getting fat and eating fucking bonbons, watching daytime TV.
Well, I have to agree with you there, Trevor. Like, sitting at home, eating bonbons and rocking up to creche in your pyjamas. I do agree with you there. Like, free money for that, no thanks.
Okay, but you don't believe that happens as much as Trevor's making it out?
I don't think it does.
Oh, Lord, you have no idea.
All right, stay with me.
Come to Dublin and see you anywhere.
Stay with me for a second, both of you. In just a second, Trevor, I'm going to play a voice note from one of our listeners who's a little bit angry with you.
It's the Opinions Matter podcast with Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon, a podcast from Ireland with a difference.
Now, Trevor, I want to play this message for you from Dave, who's a little bit angry. Have a listen to this.
All right, I just had to send in this one there. Because of this usual fucking trope that's brought out from the likes of Trevor, really. Well, when the kids are in school, you can work. Yeah, I was that person. I tried to get a job while my child was in creche 3 days a week. And guess what? Except for my old employer, fucking nobody would hire me. This idea of, oh, when the kids are in school, you can get a job, no bother. Bollocks. Most employers will not employ a single parent with young kids for a few hours a week, because they know they run the risk of said parent getting a call from the school or the creche to say the child is sick. Then they don't have a person rostered for a few days because said child is sick. So that is absolute fucking nonsense. Do you really think, with the state of bills and how expensive things are, that people just choose to sit at home in poverty rather than get a bit of work? Nonsense.
Do you want to respond to that, Trevor?
Jesus Christ. Lads, the only thing I'm going to say to him is, right, first of all, there are jobs out there that people can get for 20 hours. The problem is, they're choosing not to do them because they think they're too good for them. And if he's thinking there's nobody sitting at home expecting the government to pay for them while getting fat, eating Mighty Munch, or fucking drinking loads of Pepsi, so yeah, there is loads of people like that. And don't fucking tell me there's not, because there is. That's why our government is paying out all this bloody money. Why do you think we have such a welfare state in this country? If you cut the welfare now down to what England is paying people, and our job market will be fucking thriving even more, because nobody will be able to survive on what they get fucking paid. Yeah, here's Ireland handing out millions every year. Okay, good.
All right, stay there for 1 second if you can, please, Trevor. I want to go to Grace. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Grace?
Not too bad. How are you?
Good, thanks, Grace. What did you want to say on this? Should we have a cap on the amount of children that parents, lone parents, can get benefit for?
I don't think it's that easy. I think every situation is different. You have to evaluate each case differently. But I think rather than what Trevor is making it sound so easy, like, you know, push these people out to work and not think about any other factors that come into that. Like, if women have been from the age of 15, 16, the chances are they're not qualified really to do anything. The chances of them getting a job 9 o'clock till 12 o'clock while their kids are in preschool, it's slim to none. So I feel like a course or some kind of a training to develop their skills practically and academically, that they could maybe go on to start a career when their kids are in primary school, would be more beneficial. And I think it should be something that's pushed on to every social welfare recipient.
Okay, now the argument here is, and this is from this original message that we got from Garoid, he's arguing that people are having babies for welfare.
I do believe that.
So,
I do believe that.
With that in mind, he is saying that it should be capped at two children. In fact, Trevor was arguing that it should be capped at one child.
Well, I agree and disagree with Trevor. I think that if you are in receipt of a social welfare payment, you should be pushed to do something unless you're incapable of doing it, you know, if it's disability or something like that. But being a lone parent does not restrict you from developing your skills or going to work. It doesn't. And there are ways and means around everything, but they have to be pushed to do it, because I think that, yes, there are people who are having children to gain the council house, to gain the lone parent, and everything that they can avail of for little to no cost on them, essentially. And I know that council houses are not free. Some people are paying maximum rent in them. I'm not saying it like that, and I'm not tarnishing everybody with the one brush. I was a lone parent at one point, and I was working full time and, you know, coming out with little to nothing because I was putting my child into creche. But for me, I'm a worker. I have to work. I can't.
And there are many people like you, lone parents who go out and work really, really hard. But again, to go back to Garoid's belief that there are many, primarily women, having babies for benefits, you believe that does happen as well. Is the answer to that not to cut the allowance after one child or two children?
I think it probably is, but I find that really harsh, because then you're pushing children into a situation that they didn't ask to be born into, which is poverty and starvation.
And Trevor, I want to bring you back in on that. That is the reality. By stopping allowances for kids who are in that situation, they're the ones that get punished. And we know we have a major child poverty crisis in Ireland.
Yeah, Asian, Jesus fucking Christ. That's because the parents won't fucking work. And this lady, sorry, what's her caller's name?
Her name is Grace.
Grace, sorry. She's saying train these people before the kids go into primary school. That's, I'm not 100% sure of the whole welfare system, right? But is it called Intreo or something? The government,
yes,
the fucking
Intreo,
money.
Yeah.
They offer computer training skills. They offer courses. So why are we saying, oh, this should be available? It already is. But these fuckers won't go and work in these places. They won't go and work in McDonald's. They won't work in Tesco's. They won't work in Super Value because they're too good for it. And yet we get them really fucking hardliners like Keith on there in the comments. Oh, yeah, the immigrants are taking their jobs. Yeah, because the Irish won't fucking do them. That's why. And we pay people to sit on their fat asses in this country instead of going out and working and providing for their children, because the government should be paying for us because we're entitled to it off the government. The government don't give a fuck about us. They don't care about your kids. They care about their fat back pockets, and they don't give a shit about anybody else. So until parents in this country wake up, realise that they need to fucking provide for their own families, we're going to have a welfare state in this country, and we're going to have sponges.
What do you say to that rant, Grace? Until we put pressure on parents to take responsibility, their own responsibility for their own children and paying for their own children, we're going to continue to have this cycle of people living off benefits.
I think you can do that, but I still stand by what I said. There are going to be parents who don't want to work. And like he said, yes, the Intreo office offers courses, but they don't enforce them. If you don't show up to those courses, there is absolutely nothing done. You're given one warning,
yes,
two warnings, three warnings.
The problem is they're not turning up to these places because we're still fucking paying them to sit on the fat ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Let them fucking starve. Let them not be able to pay their electricity and gas, and then we'll see how fast they go out and walk at fucking McDonald's or sweep the streets, pick up chewing gum, whatever they cost. If I lost my business went bankrupt tomorrow, I'd be out picking up chewing gum if I got employed in that job because I have to pay for my five children. I wouldn't sit on my fat ass like these sponge and fucking swines out there that take money out of my back pocket and the workers in this country because they want to sit around doing nothing and let the government provide for their families instead of them all fucking providing for themselves. Wasters in this country. And I'm sorry, lads, about the man, but fucking hell.
You're angry, all right. I can hear it. Grace, I mean, he does have a bit of a point, doesn't he?
He does. He does have a point. And no, he does have a point. And I do agree with him to a certain extent. But I don't think that you can put kids into situations that they didn't ask to be born into. It is the mother and father's
responsibility. You're not listening, Grace. You're not listening, Grace. It's the parents that are putting these people into, they're putting these kids into the fucking situation. It's not us. It's not the government. It's not them. It's the parents. Because they don't want to work.
Let me ask you then, Trevor, what do you say to this message that came into us a minute ago? The government is doing everything for foreigners and nothing for our own. In fact, the message...
I was wondering when that was going to come in, boys. Because they're getting their free house, getting their free cars, the fucking mechanics are looking after them, doctors are taking them in over hours. Fuck off, you loser.
Actually, the message actually said, and this is just tell you what we're dealing with here, the government gives everything to the Farragons.
The Farragons.
Which I'm assuming was meant to be foreigners, but it said Farragons. So the government has given everything to the Farragons.
Can we just have one conversation where...
Yeah, and that's probably from a Monaghan.
Can we just have one conversation where immigrants are not blamed? Is that possible?
It is possible. It absolutely is.
No, so lads, you are saying not blame the immigrants. They're directly blaming the immigrants for coming in and doing the jobs that the Irish won't do. And they're saying, oh, we can make money in our own country because we can't get jobs because, yeah, you won't work the jobs the immigrants are working. So it's kind of a catch-22, isn't it? How about you get off your fat ass, go flip the burgers at McDonald's, make a career for yourself, feed your fucking children out of your own pocket and stop blaming the government and looking for government fucking subsidies and fucking survive in this poxy country.
Take a breather there, Trevor. Eddie has been on to us.
Lads, good topic. I completely agree with Jeremy. Adrian, I think you're a bit naive. I don't know whether you're just playing that character for the sake of the argument, but if not, you're very naive. That woman, well, three kids already, three different dads, sounds like a bit of a waster. And people do have kids and they see them as pound signs and they do it to get housed. Chill Insurance released a report there a couple of months ago saying to get on the property ladder now, you have to have two adults earning 100 grand, so 50 grand each. A lot of people just, their mortgage is beyond them now. So that's how they get on the property ladder. They divorce their kids, get extra points to get housed. And I told you before, I don't have kids because I couldn't afford them. And I see kids and they're bursting out, I see people and they're bursting out kids and they earn less than me. And I'm thinking, how are they paying for that? It's my taxes that pay for it, you know, and it's very frustrating. I wouldn't even give them children's allowance. There's a lot of countries in the world that don't give out children's allowance. And we give it to them every month in fucking millions. I'm sorry, no. And half of them don't even spend it on the kids. And you wonder why every fucker wants to come here? It's the land of making honey.
Opinions matter. Opinions matter. With Adrian Kennedy and Jeremy Dixon. A daily podcast from Ireland about opinions.
Niamh, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Niamh?
I'm good, how are you?
Good, thanks, Niamh. Well, should we cut a lone parent's benefit after a second child?
No, I don't think so. I think, as somebody else said, cases need to be looked at individually. If somebody is going to do that, you know, it does happen. You can't be naive and say it doesn't happen. You know, there are people, and it's just in their DNA not to work. But that's not just lone parents. That's people who are claiming that they're crippled with a bad back on disability, but they're not. It's people who are saying that, you know, they're looking for a job, but they're not. You know, it's down to the fact that it's not being checked up on. We need to get more people in checking this. You know, then we might have a better system. Years and years ago, my daughter is turning 25 this year. So I was a lone parent from the time she was one till the time she was three. And I remember because you had to, I don't know if you still do, but you had to put your name on the housing list in order to claim anything. I remember going in and the woman who was actually employed by the government turned around to me, I'll never forget it, looked at me in the face, goes, you'll never get one with just one child, you probably need to have more. She was basically encouraging it. I mean, I didn't want to have any more. It's bloody hard enough existing on that amount of money with one child, which is why when she went into preschool, I was lucky that a neighbour was able to mind her while I worked. if I hadn't had my neighbour, I don't know what I would have done. But it is, I mean, for her to actually encourage me to go out and have more children so I could get a house, I mean, that's what you're dealing with. And that was her, a government person, telling me that, not, you know, Joe down the street saying it to me.
So when you hear somebody like Trevor getting really annoyed over people who literally are having babies for benefits, you have to accept that that does happen, do you not?
You do have to accept it does happen. Of course, if you have any system anywhere, some people are going to abuse it. That's just the nature of people. There's always going to be people out there trying to screw some system. That's just how it goes. You know, but you can't say that every person who finds themselves a lone parent is out to screw the system or is out to have more children to screw the system. What if somebody has four kids and through no fault of their own, their partner has an affair, say, and sex off. And he just, you know, you take him to court every second week, but the fecker just doesn't want to pay. What are you supposed to do? You know, you can't suddenly decide, well, kids, you know, there's no one else here, but if you don't mind looking after yourselves, I'll just go out to work. You can't work from home because that is a job. Your employer is not employing you and your children. He's employing you. If you've got three children under the age of six, say, and they're running around like little lunatics like they do, your employer's going to fire you because he can hear that on the other end of the phone when you're trying to talk to somebody about an overdue bill or something. It's not that easy. You know, and not everyone is trying to screw the system.
Okay, but of course, Trevor, what do you say to that? Not everybody is trying to screw the system.
Well, Aidan, the problem is we have the system that lets people screw us. So, like, imagine when social welfare first came into this country, if we said, okay, instead of giving us all 180 a week, we're going to just cap it at 50 euros a week. Do you think we'd have this fucking massive problem right now? People coming in, are people surviving on the dole? On the weekly, on the monthly, on the yearly for years and years and years. Do you think we'd have that? Do you think people would say, oh, 50 quid extra, 50 quid a week? Yeah, I'm golden. Oh, you know what? Me hap is paying for the house. Yeah, golden. Oh, look, I'm getting fuel allowance. Yeah, golden. What the fuck motivation do these people, lazy swines, have to go out and fucking work? Everything's being handed to them. And Adrian, I have a girl at the minute who works for me in the office. She's at home, right? She's on maternity leave, but she's still working. She's still choosing to work. Well, she has kids also in the house. I don't ring her on conference calls, but she still does everything on the fucking on the laptop and submitting invoices to me, maintaining orders, dockets, everything, and sending emails to me. Like, why can't people do that? You don't have to be on a conference call just because you're working at home and your boss might hear your kids.
So you firmly believe, and you've said this before, that there are people who are just lazy, who just don't want to work, and they are the people, and even if they're lone parents, they are the people we need to be targeting to get them out there and get them working.
Yeah, because at the Asian, whether you want to admit it or not, the government is paying people in this country, be it foreigners, be it nationals, whatever, to not work. Because this is a fucking overly generous country, and I'm not even going to say, I've gotten generous allowance payments in the past because I had kids, but you know what, lads? If they took that away from me the next day, I wouldn't give a shit because it's my job and I do it, and it's my job to provide and keep my kids in good health, good clothes, good roof over their heads, end of story.
And Niamh, I get the feeling you agree with a lot of what he's saying.
It's a welfare state. It is a welfare state, lads.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, but it all comes back, the responsibility comes back to the Department of Social Welfare, who can put people on social welfare. And then sometimes it just seems like they forget about them. And people can be on, and it can be generational, you know. And
well, Niamh, what happens tomorrow if the social welfare department turns around and says, okay, folks, yeah, listen, from now on, the payment is going to be 8 euro across the board unless you can provide information, proof, absolute 100, undeniable proof that number one, you're injured, or number two, you have a severely disabled child that you have to look after, and the disability has to preclude you from working from home. What would half this, three quarters of this country do if the fucking social welfare just said that? You're getting limited money now, 50 quid a week. What would they do?
But it should be like that. Maybe not 80 euro, okay? But it should be like that. I mean, you should, if you're, well, take away lone parents, right? But if you're on, say, job seekers, you should have to prove that you're applying. And, you know, as I said, this comes down to the fact that they're not putting the fucking money into the Department of Social Protection to provide people to go out and look.
Niamh, you have to remember, the lads on this podcast have had people actually ring in, and one fellow actually rang in one day, and I remember it was a few years ago. He said, I intentionally go to interviews dressed like a, I don't want to say, just undesirably, I'm going to say, and he's have a sip of a drink or two before I go into the interview, just so he doesn't get it, just so he can ask for a note to go back to the intro office and say, oh yeah, I had an interview, I didn't get it. That's how he survived. But let me, you didn't still answer me question. What would happen in this country if they said, social welfare is now 50 quid a week? Number one, do you think we'd have as many people coming here if we weren't handing so much money? And number two, do you think many people are sitting at home thinking, oh yeah, I can survive on that, maybe 5 kids?
Well, what happens to the people? This is where you have to be careful. What happens to the genuine people, right, who say want to go to work? So they go out and they get a job, and then suddenly they realise that 90%, because everything goes, Trevor, that's why you need to reduce things gradually. You can't take everything from somebody in one fell swoop, right? So everything goes. So that means that they are paying out of one person's wage, because they don't have a partner. One person's wage is paying all their rent or mortgage, all their childcare, all their bills, all their hospital visits. You know, that's tough when you're just one person.
I'm just going to throw myself in here as an example. I was expelled from school as a kid because I wasn't a great pupil. I couldn't barely read or write when I left school, and I trained myself. I lived in a van for 6 months because I was homeless. I upskilled, and then upskilled more, and then I tried to open my own business, which I successfully did because I upskilled. If you're going to tell me people can't go out there at the fear of risking losing their medical cards, their half payments and all that, upskill. It's called fucking having a bit of determination in your life, where these people don't. They don't even have the motivation. They can have their fat asses. And look, through COVID, we didn't even fucking ask people to go to the post office to sign on. It was all into the bank account. And now there's actually, I think, a court case where a fella said, oh, you're discriminating against me because I have to go sign on again. Fuck off. At the end of the day, the social welfare in this fucking country is an absolute joke to the highest order. It's paying out too much. And because we are paying out so much, people are sitting on their fat asses, getting fatter, looking at the kids going,
When it comes to lone parents allowance, you want to see, or not lone parents, yeah, lone parents allowance, you want to see no more than one child receiving a payment.
And in other words, honest to God, I'd love to see a cap to one child, because I don't even believe the whole thing about this whole title of lone parent. I don't believe half of them are lone parents. The fucking fella just doesn't live with them, and they just didn't put the name on the birth certificate so he can be tracked.
All right, Trevor, thanks very much. You got a lot off your chest today. I hope you feel a little bit better.
I have to pull Trevor up on one thing he said, though.
Which was?
About women sitting at home eating bonbons. Bonbon sweets haven't been around since the 70s.
Yes, they are. I only had some last week.
Bonbons?
No.
I literally had them last week.
You spew.
Okay,
ones.
Jamie, you know what? They're sitting at home eating fucking Milky Mills. There you go. They're still around.
Milky Mills? What's this, the 50s? Milky Mills? Would you not say
Fifi's?
No, minstrels are Maltesers. What are you talking about? Bonbons.
Yeah, they look like fucking Maltesers when they roll off the sofa.
All right, Trevor, thanks very much indeed.
Cheers, boys. Have a good one.
Yep.
Before we wrap this up, I'm going to squeeze in one final WhatsApp voice note that has just literally come into us this very second.
From Sean.
Okay, let's have a listen to what Sean has to say.
The problem with the social welfare is very simple. If you work for the likes of a CE scheme, right, you don't actually, you get a good experience. But the problem is, you earn less. So you're better off on the fucking dole, because you earn more money on the dole than you do by actually working. So the system's a fucking joke. So in order for people to work, like lazy people, lazy pricks, like they're working and they won't work, and they're offered to go on the CE schemes, they show up 2 or 3 days later, oh, this is a lot of bollocks. I'm getting caught. I only earn an extra 20 quid. When I get taxed on that, so I'm earning less. Right, so I'm going to leave this job now and I'll go back and sit on my arse. You know, that's reality of the way the system is. And then you have the likes of, you say, children and their parents. It's the parents' fault. They choose to have the kids, you know. it's not the kids' fault. The kids shouldn't suffer. But the parents should suffer. Now, if you have more than, saying, Trevor is saying, like, doing all this with all the kids, they should be getting their allowance cut. Probably, I don't think that's fair. But if you have more than one kids, why don't they, instead of giving them money, why don't they just give them vouchers for food and stuff and something that they can actually benefit, actually use for the children? Because majority of the money that they get is spent on them. Love to know what you think.
All right, thanks very much indeed for your message. And thank you all of you for your messages. Hope you enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast. If you did, please hit subscribe or follow. Click on the bell icon on Spotify and you'll be notified every time we upload a new episode. I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We'll catch you on the next one.